You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN, KGYM.
Hope you had a great weekend. We welcome you aboard here on the Gym Class as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour from the Eakin Nutrition Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Welcome aboard. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joins me in a moment. Andrew, all this week on the other side of the glass here today for the vacationing Isaac Elzinga.
Yes, it's rightfully deserved. I mean, after finishing his semester at Iowa, plus doing this 3 days a week, it's well deserved to finally take a break.
And he will be back next week.
Yes,
Tuesday, I believe.
No, that I'm Tuesdays.
You're Tuesday. Next Wednesday. You I don't know,
was,
do you?
I thought he was here Monday.
Monday is Memorial Day.
Oh, that's right. That's right. So yeah, he won't be back till next Wednesday.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go. Hope everyone's keeping score at home. Coming your way from the Eakin Nutrition Studios here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you into the Gym Class program. Love to hear from you. You can do that simply enough by going to the text line at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is a phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, that is also 319-366-1600. And what has turned into a sunny afternoon in eastern Iowa, we bring Mark Dukes in from the back porch in the southwest side. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. Good afternoon, everyone. And I think I got all that straight.
I didn't, so I hope you wrote it down. We have Andrew this week. That's what I know.
Yep.
Andrew is here this week, so our best to Isaac, and hope he's having a good time out there. Coming up in the program, we'll take a look at the weekend that was in the world of sports. The PGA, we've got another first-time major winner. Did you like the PGA? Did you not like the PGA? Charges have not been dropped in the Scottie Scheffler situation. It was a strange sports weekend because you had that happen on Friday morning, and then you capped it. We had bookends. You capped that off with Sunday night at the fights last night at North Wilkesboro. We will get into that, not so much on the blow by blow. I mean, we're not Ferdy Pacheco, the fight doctor here, or anything like that, but you know, we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Might get to some baseball here as well. 319-366-1600. That is a text line, phone line as well. 319-366-1600. And we've got a game 7 in hockey coming up tonight. Can't wait. Going to be a lot of fun. Two teams from the same province, and they don't like each other a whole lot. Game 7 tonight between Edmonton and Vancouver. NBA off tonight, and then the finals, the conference finals, will get underway tomorrow evening, and we'll have all those games from ESPN Radio for you. Starts off with the East. The Indiana Pacers will take on the Boston Celtics from Boston on Tuesday night, and then on Wednesday night, it'll be game 1 in the Western Conference Finals between Dallas and Minnesota. The 5 and 3 seeds in the West, and in the East, the 1 and 6. So if you like long shots, NBA is your cup of tea. And we'll get to the Preakness from Pimlico as well. 319-366-1600. But Mark, we start off with the golf from Louisville yesterday. Is all sorts of interesting tidbits coming from Valhalla. Xander Schauffele, long time thought as a bridesmaid, finally comes up with a victory as he wins the PGA Championship at a record 21 under par at Valhalla in Louisville, holds off a fast-charging Bryson DeChambeau, who, interestingly enough, another of the storylines here, kind of captured the hearts of the people at Valhalla that were watching the PGA Championship. And I think he was the people's choice. Not that they were against Xander or anything like that, but it was very interesting to see a golfer from the LIV Tour getting the amount of applause and the amount of following and the amount of support that Bryson DeChambeau did. But let's start off with Xander Schauffele. Mark, a very good win. You sort of called it. And, you know, good for him, because this guy has been scrutinized a whole lot. I mean, even us a little bit, saying that he just does not play well on Sundays. Well, he erased that stigma, at least for one Sunday yesterday.
Yeah, he did, and I'm so happy for him. You know, if he'd have shot 69 yesterday, that would not have been good enough. That's how good Bryson DeChambeau played. Turned out to be a pretty darn tight tournament. Hovland would have won in a lot of years, but Schauffele got it done, kind of rimmed that putt in on 18, and I think a lot of the players really embraced that victory for him, noted probably as the best player to never win a major, and now he has. So 21 under is a lot, but I don't know. What do you think?
I thought it was great theater. So far, Valhalla has hosted four PGAs, and they've all been terrific. You had Mark Brooks with the win over Kenny Perry when Kenny Perry, back in, what, 96, was sitting in the broadcast booth yucking it up with Jim Nabors. It's Indie Week, by the way. Jim Nance and Ken Venturi. And wasn't getting ready for the playoff, lost to Mark Brooks. Then you had the Tiger-Bob May head-to-head battle. That was terrific theater. You had the Rory beating Dusk and hitting down 18 with Phil Mickelson on the green. That was good theater. And then you had yesterday with just over a 6-foot putt being made by Xander Schauffele. Coming off of a really good... People don't know, Mark, how good that second shot on 18 was that he hit with a long iron with the ball above your feet, standing in a bunker with sand underneath your toes, that with water to the right. Anything could have happened with you and me and most of the rest of the world with that shot. He laid it up exactly where he needed to put it and made the pitch and then made the putt to win it. But it was riveting. Myself, I do not like to watch 21 under in any tournament. I especially do not like to watch 21 under win a major. It set a record yesterday of the, well, it didn't set a record. It absolutely destroyed the previous record for the total amount aggregate scoring. Something like 214 under par the field was at Valhalla. First time in a major that the entire field has been under par. The previous record was at Riviera a few years ago for the PGA at plus 55. So you've got nearly a 300-stroke difference. Yes, the players are getting better. Yes, the equipment is getting better. Yes, the ball goes farther. And by the way, this is another feather in the cap for the people that want the ball rolled back. With 8 irons. Now, granted, it was not an 8-iron. It was not 8-iron in theory that Bryson hit yesterday on that 522-yard par 4. It says 8 on the club, Mark, but as you and I both know, and most golfers, that you can do things, funny things with angles and lies and all that good stuff. It's basically a 5-iron. But it's an 8-iron on his club. At any rate, I don't like to see 21 under par.
And you're probably not going to see it at the U.S. Open. I would doubt it. But good players aligned with largely good weather. There was a little bit of rain and delay. It all lined up. And for me, I thought after Scheffler did what he did on Friday, starting the day in jail and then shooting, 66, I thought he was the guy to beat. But then for the first time in a long time, he was over par in the third round and basically shot himself out of it. But DeChambeau has come over here and finished sixth in the Masters and just narrowly losing in the PGA. Playing some good golf, and I think he's up to 36 in the world golf rankings.
Yeah, and he's going to be back in the majors next year because this gets him exempt into everything with this runner-up finish. So he is fine as far as that is concerned for the LIV fans out there. And you know what? I give Bryson a whole lot of credit because he was a class act all the way through. Said all the right things in the post-round news conference, said all the right things, came over, made sure he went out onto the walkway between the scoring tent or scoring building and the 18th green to congratulate Xander Schauffele. I thought he was just a class act all the way around.
Yeah, it was kind of polarizing the start of his career, and now he's become – somewhat of a favorite, I think. And, you know, good for him. In the post-tournament news conference was really cool. He answered all the questions, and that's a tough thing to do when you finish one stroke back in a major. But he did that, and he's kind of embraced the fans. They've embraced him, and, you know, I don't know that he's going to be back on the PGA Tour, but he's kind of rehabbed his image a little bit.
I would agree. I would agree with that. Your thoughts about the PGA at 319-366-1600. Did you like to see 21 under, or would you like to see it? The USGA will take revenge in a month. Pinehurst has always played very, very tough. And I think you're going to see single digits under par win that thing. The PGA always likes to have birdies. That's the way they set up the course. I'm not particularly a fan of it, as is 2757, saying that Valhalla kind of ended up like the John Deere. As I assume that's as far as scoring is concerned. Where did Scotty finish, Mark? 3034 asks.
He was top 10 or 15. He had a good round yesterday.
Yeah. Must be nice to have your C game and get arrested and still finish in the top 10.
He's good.
He is good. This just in. Scottie Scheffler, good. 319-366-1600. As you heard at the top of the hour from SportsCenter, though, his court date has been pushed back and the charges have not been dropped. And now there's a lot of scrutiny out there as far as, okay, should they be dropped, et cetera, et cetera. The Scheffler legal team has gone into full-out mode now, and there's even talk about a civil suit being brought to against the Louisville Police Department. Does another major go back to Valhalla, Mark? The PGA, the reason why they ended up with four in such a short span is because the property was owned at one time by the PGA of America. It is not owned by the PGA of America anymore. It has been sold to a private entity. In fact, the owner went and got Scottie Scheffler out of jail on Friday morning. Do with that information as you will. But to me, with everything that went on, logistic problems, complaining by the players themselves, one way in, one way out. That's not unusual, but it just wasn't logistically treated very well. I'm not sure we're going to see it go back anytime soon.
Well, it's too good a course not to be excluded from the majors, I think. And any issues they had, they'll be fixed. As far as Scheffler's situation, I don't know where it leads, but I found it interesting that the arresting officer did not have his body cam on. I don't know whether that would benefit Scheffler or not, but it's one of the premier courses in the country, and it has its issues. Maybe with some tweaks, it'll be back.
319-366-1600. Here on the Gym Class, a Monday edition here on KGYM. Greg in Epworth likes the lowest scores. Rather watch guys doing well instead of struggling. Well, I mean, the majors to me, the USGA always said that they want to identify the best golfer of the week. And they'd set up the course much tougher. Now, there's not going to be rough at Pinehurst. Pinehurst has, as you know, Mark, and most golfers know, it's in the sand hills of North Carolina. And it's basically a mixture of sand and kind of scraggly, long-ish grass that is off the fairways at Pinehurst. So that's going to be a whole different situation over there. And like I said, they haven't gone under par a whole bunch when they've gone to Pinehurst over the years. So I think the majors will get their revenge coming up at that particular time. 85-93, and maybe this is another reason why Bryson is kind of a fan favorite now, Mark. He says, did you see when Bryson gave the ball to the kid at the turn and some guy grabbed it and he chased that guy down and made him give the ball back to the kid? Pretty cool stuff from Bryson. That was.
No doubt about it.
I did see that. And Greg also saying, I also like the fact that you can get big scores and jump shot spots quickly, so it keeps guys aggressive too. One of the reasons why it was a Ryder Cup venue. That is a great Ryder Cup course because it is a risk-reward paradise. I do like it as a Ryder Cup course, and I think it might get that or a President's Cup again. I think it's going to get one of those, Mark, before it's going to get another major.
Yeah, and the majors are set pretty well in advance, and I'm not sure what the schedule is, but interesting, a couple folks on the text line like the lower scores.
There you go. To each their own. 319-366-1600. 11:56, and maybe you can answer this, Mark. Please explain the exchange between Morikawa and Schauffele on the 13th green. I don't know what I was doing, but I missed that whole thing.
I can't either. I was at a graduation yesterday and had to record the tournament, and I missed that as well.
So I'm not sure. I'm not sure what happened with that. If they were just talking about, I don't know. I don't want to speculate. It couldn't have been anything that was too out of the ordinary because I did not hear about it. I was in a tournament yesterday, got back, watched the back nine, but I must admit I did not see anything unusual that went on at the 13th hole. So if you know, get to us on the text line at 319-366-1600. So we've been talking golf. We're going to talk a little bit about what happened last night. We'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. The golf world now goes to Colonial this week. The next big event will be at Jack's Place. The next signature event, that'll be the Memorial coming up in a few weeks, 1 week ahead of the U.S. Open. And then the final signature event of the year will be at the Travelers. So three big weeks. So it's too bad, Mark, because the Colonial is not going to have the field that it usually does. And it's one of the top courses and one of the top events. Zach Johnson is a former winner of that. And like I said, the next 2 weeks, you're not going to see the best fields. They're going to be okay, but you're not going to see the best fields just because of the way the schedule played out this year.
Yeah, that's true. And last thing on the PGA, and a lot made about Rory McIlroy as well, and him winning at Wells Fargo and one of the favorites going in. Had a good tournament. He also was in the top 10 or 15, but just goes to show you when you say Scheffler's going to win, Rory's going to win, Rahm, who didn't make the cut, That's why it was so good to see Shoffley win, in my mind.
Yeah, and I, who knows, maybe this will propel him into several other wins. The best win to date had been the gold medal in the last Olympic Games, won by Xander Schauffele. So he will now have the moniker of 2024 PGA champion attached to him. And good for Xander. That was a popular win, I think, among the players as far as the PGA Tour. Good to see Victor Hovland play better golf too, Mark, because ever since he won the FedEx Cup last year, he's kind of been missing in action a little bit. But he looked like the old Victor Hovland.
Yeah, like I said earlier, what he did would have won a lot of major championships. It just wasn't good enough.
No. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class on 1600 ESPN. And we'll talk a little bit more about what happened over the weekend. Wanted to get to a couple of notes before we get into Mark for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. We'll get to that coming up here in just a moment. Cyclone Tim saying Jack designed Valhalla too, then the memorial is his tourney. Yep, that is correct. Jack Nicklaus was the designer of that one. Also, 2373, I think Morikawa thought his ball moved after he marked it on the green. Okay, he asked Shoffley about it, and Xander said, you own the spot, speeds up the process without getting a ruling. Yep, that's part of the new set of rules that came out a few years ago, Mark.
Yeah, and that's good to see. I mean, so many intricacies in the rules of golf that I'm glad to see the players settle things and slow down play with a rules official and whatnot.
Yeah, and years ago, that would have been a penalty. Even though you did not do anything, you certainly didn't do it on purpose. Accidentally, the ball moving a little bit, especially in big wind, that would have been a penalty in the past years. And I like the new rules with that. So that was what the exchange was about. Certainly nothing, no animosity between the two, for sure. So thank you for that. Appreciate that, 2373. We're going to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update, as I mentioned. We will do that coming up in a moment. Final thing about the PGA, Mark, in 10 years, what is going to be remembered? Is it the victory by Xander Schauffele or Scottie Scheffler being arrested?
I think Shoffley. Scheffler is going to be a sidelight. I mean, if Scheffler would have won it, that would have been an enormous story after what happened on Friday. But I think that by and large, people remember it as Shoffley's first major.
If Shoffley wins several majors, I agree with you. If he only wins one PGA, I think it's going to be remembered for Scottie Scheffler, world number one, being arrested.
Yeah.
I hope not. I'd rather have it Xander Schauffele being remembered as a winner. But, hey, we all remember Bob May still, right? And Bob May never won an event, never even came close to winning an event on the PGA Tour, but he almost took down the legendary Tiger Woods back 23 years ago or so. Now there's talk, Mark, that Tiger, there may be some problems getting ready for the U.S. Open health-wise. We'll see. He did get a special exemption. Not that it matters a whole lot, I think, at this point. Tiger did not play good golf at Valhalla. Not going to win the U.S. Open, but he is going to be there. He has been invited. But at least there were some rumors coming out of Woods Camp yesterday that might be some health issues creeping up again.
Surprise, surprise, right?
Unfortunately. 329. Let's get to Mark and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update at this time. Brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. They're across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot. They're open at 4 o'clock. Monday through Saturday, be a beautiful evening to go out on the patio and enjoy some great, great food. They've got a fully stocked bar and a family-friendly dining room, plus catering, online ordering, and curbside pickup and delivery at emilshideaway.com. What do we got?
Major League Baseball, a couple afternoon games. One final, San Diego has won at Atlanta, 6-5. Top of the sixth inning, Toronto leading Chicago White Sox 4-2. Now gone to, 4-2, top of six. The Coast softball team won its regional and is off to the super regional in NCAA Division III softball. The Cohawks will play Case Western Reserve Thursday and Friday for a trip to the World Series. The baseball team needed one win to advance, but lost twice yesterday to UW La Crosse. And finally, former Iowa quarterback Deacon Hill has found a new landing spot. He will attend Utah Tech and quarterback that football team. Utah Tech is an FCS team.
One double A.
Yep.
So in theory, you could see a Deacon Hill UNI matchup, but it would be in the playoffs. In theory.
True.
In theory. Yeah. And Utah Tech, you told me, is the former Dixie State, correct?
Yeah, and Utah Tech is Division I and competes in the WAC and most other sports.
Yeah. One other note here before we get to a break here. One of the greats of the yesteryear in the AFL passed away over the weekend. The great Jim Otto, the original Oakland Raider, the center for the Raiders, maybe best known for his long streak of he was an Iron Man out there, and the fact, Mark, he wore 00 as a center. Hall of Famer, he passed away at the age of 86 last night in the Al Davis Memorial Torch at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas has been lit in his honor. He was an original Oakland Raider when he was drafted back in 1960, and I believe the only 00 in the history of the National Football League. Now, somebody will probably text in and say that is not right, but I cannot recall, at least prior to that, another 00.
Well, as a former center, Otto was one of my early heroes and one of the great Raiders of all time.
And a pretty nice guy, too, from what I understand. He was kind of un-Oakland Raider-esque because, as you know, if you're a Raider fan out there, they had a little bit of a reputation as kind of a tough-minded football team. And Jim Otto was as tough as they came, but he did it with the he was a nicer guy off the field. Let's just say that. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back, and have more for you from the weekend that was in the world of sports. Stay with us. More to come after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And we are going to have some dry time this afternoon outside of an isolated shower or storm. Temperatures will be in the 70s and it'll be a bit breezy. As we head into tonight, we'll have some additional showers and storms developing into Tuesday morning, some of which may be strong with gusty winds and heavy rain. We'll then have the chance for severe weather increasing as we head into the afternoon and evening of Tuesday, with tornadoes and hail initially turning into a damaging wind threat through the rest of the day. That's your latest Iowa's News Now Weather First forecast.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the PaintByNote system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my PaintByNote method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, paint by note. For your free lesson, go to paintbynote.com.
Just in time for grilling season, 1600 ESPN is giving you the chance to fill your freezer full of meat with our meet and greet contest. Today's winning code word is fire. F-I-R-E, fire. Enter that right now at KGYMradio.com for a chance to win $500 in meat. Plus, you'll also be entered for a chance at $5,000 as part of a national giveaway. Again, enter the word fire right now at KGYMradio.com for a chance to win.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by Randy's Flooring in Coralville and Cedar Rapids, Surgery Center Cedar Rapids, Orchestra Iowa, and 1600 ESPN.
You've been hacked. Your thoughts race. What did they get? What do they want? What does this mean for my customers? My business? Stop. Call NCS. They will have a local engineer on site at your business within 24 hours to help. If you get hacked, call NCS at 319-247-7223. Save it to your contacts, 319-247-7223. Network Computer Solutions. Their people are the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
The second you climb onto a John Deere and sit in the yellow seat, you'll notice that the difference between our 1025R and the competition is more than paint deep. It feels like it was designed with a better understanding of real-world performance needs and features you'll appreciate over the long-term ownership. At City Tractor, we went head-to-head with the competition to prove it. Stop by City Tractor on Penn Street and North Liberty today to see the difference for yourself. You just have to get in the seat.
Tune in to 1600 ESPN every weekday at 5 o'clock with Spencer on Sports for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM at 3:37. Thanks for joining us. Do appreciate it. Can't wait for the Scottie Scheffler 30 for 30 about the arrest. So 74.90. Well, might be coming. By the way, there are several new 30 for 30s that are going to be debuting in the next few months from ESPN. Saw the list last week, so be on the lookout for those. And Mark, our listeners, as always, come through. They are the best. And we've got Terry from Lisbon calling in, letting us know. Ken Burrow. You remember Ken Burrow of the Houston Oilers?
I don't.
You don't? I remember him because he wore 00 for the Houston Oilers way back in the day. So, Terry, thank you. Jim Otto was not the lone 00. I should have remembered that. Let's go to Troy in Muscatine before we move on here. Troy, thanks for the call. How was your weekend?
Great call there with Ken Burrow. Double Ott, the old Houston Oilers, Bum Phillips era. Deacon Hill's new school. I swear I thought it was a fake school when I first heard it. It seemed like one of those movie schools. And then when you hear it's Dixie State, you're doubly surprised that it's in Utah.
I was doubly surprised.
One last thing. I'm not surprised that Becky Hammond appreciated Kate Martin's game and got her in there with the Aces. Having coached for Greg Popovich, they had Manu Ginobili, very similar player who did everything to win.
Very good. We're going to get to Kate Martin coming up in just a little bit. Thanks, Troy. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we will get to Kate Martin because she made her debut in the WNBA after sitting out a couple of games and turned some heads for the Las Vegas Aces. By the way, Caitlin Clark and the Fever with their fourth game of the year. They take on Connecticut in Indianapolis coming up tonight. 319-366-1600. And, well, let's get to Kate Martin a little bit, Mark, because a very unusual circumstances, I thought, not playing in the first couple of games for Las Vegas, and then all of a sudden, boom, there she is. Coming in, making some very good decisions, doing Kate Martin-like stuff. And lo and behold, a lot of people singing the praises of the former Hawkeye.
Yeah, I watched some of that game, and she played pretty good defense. Had a three-point goal, five rebounds, three assists, a couple steals. One of her first assists was to fellow Hawkeye alum Megan Gustafson. A great give and roll, give and go. I'm sorry. Yeah, she got 26 minutes. after not playing in the first couple games.
Yeah, and maybe there was a reason for it. Maybe in a slight injury. I don't know. But I think she earned herself some playing time now.
Yeah, it could have been the matchups, too. I don't know. I don't know. But she was one of the first players off the bench, and actually only eight players played in that game. So Martin had a big big role in that victory for the Aces.
And Las Vegas is obviously very, very good. So she's not going to get playing time each and every game out there. David and Hudson saying there was an injury to one of their other players. However, I think she played herself into some minutes. And I would agree with that. I mean, I don't know how you keep her out for at least 5 minutes each game. That's how good Las Vegas is. I mean, they are the defending champions. Keep that in mind. But that is a very, very good basketball team.
It is, and I guess Las Vegas knew when they drafted Martin. Martin earned her way on the team, and she may not get 26 minutes a whole lot, but, yeah, I think she'll have a role.
Yeah. 1207 asking a very theoretical question here. When was the last time a professional basketball game, men's or women's, featured two of the five players on the floor for a team, former Iowa Hawkeyes? Great question. I could not
Brett
answer.
Brown and John Johnson.
Well, yeah, I thought of that, and then I was trying to think, did B.J. Armstrong ever have a Hawkeye teammate when he was playing for the Bulls? Bobby Hanson? Question mark?
He was never a teammate of Hanson's.
I don't think he was a teammate of Hanson's. I agree. I don't know. That's a very good query. Very good query out there. And yeah, whether it's men or women's, yeah, Megan Gustafson and Kate Martin, both Iowa alums on the court. And speaking of alums, congratulations to Tyrese Halliburton and the Indiana Pacers. They won their Eastern Conference semifinal matchup against the New York Knicks, much to the dismay, I think, of most of the ESPN employees. But that's the way it goes. Indiana moves on to take on Boston, where they are going to be a pretty big underdog, but you never know how things will play out there. But we'll have the first game of that series coming up tomorrow night for you right here on KGYM. As you mentioned, yes, 27-23 saying Freddie Brown and John Johnson. You said that too, Mark.
I did.
Yeah, I think that might be the last time. I think that might be. Have to double check. I don't know how you would even check on that. You have to go back to see all the Hawkeyes and see if anybody else was on that particular ball club. Reggie Evans. Was there ever a Hawkeye that was on the same team as Reggie Evans? And they were both on the court because Reggie had a pretty long career for himself in the NBA. So as a rebounder for many, many teams out there. 343. Wanted to get to this from last night, Mark. We mentioned that we started the weekend, the long weekend, if you will, and it's a longer weekend this coming week with Memorial Day. We will be off a week from today, by the way, due to the Memorial Day holiday. We started off with the incarceration for an hour of world number one Scottie Scheffler. We ended it last night with fisticuffs at the NASCAR All-Star Race at North Wilkesboro. And the throwback weekend featured a throwback fight. A lot of people weighing in on it. And not so much, okay, we understand that tempers are going to flare in racing. Trust me, I know. Tempers are going to flare in racing. I've seen it. I've been around it. It happens. There's a lot of blood flowing through and et cetera, et cetera. And people get a little terse. Not only the drivers, but the crews, et cetera, get a little terse out there. Early in the NASCAR All-Star Race last night, you had Kyle Busch getting ruffled a little bit by Ricky Stenhouse Jr., after a caution, Kurt Busch decided it was time to take matters into his own hands, and he wrecked the 47 car of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. did not appreciate being wrecked, so he parked his car in the pit box in front of the Kurt Busch pit box. Went up, had a few words to say to the people in the pit box, came down, went on network television, went to the media area, went to anybody he could, and basically said, they are not going to get out of here tonight without answering to me in no, you know, uncertain terms. Now, keep in mind, North Wilkesboro is an old-time track. There is no tunnel underneath the track at North Wilkesboro Speedway. You, much like Valhalla, there's one way in and one way out, and you got to go over the track. So you are there until they decide to let you out. And that also played a part into this last night. But my question is to our, to you and our listeners, Mark, at 319-366-1600, with about seven interviews with Ricky Stenhouse Jr. and knowing what he was going to do, you would think that the folks at NASCAR would say, you know what, we may want to have an official or a little extra security or just something between these two drivers, these two combatants. Well, instead, they got about 37 cameras following both of them around, and inevitably, Kyle Busch found his way to Ricky Stenhouse Jr.'s hauler, and it was on from there. Not really any NASCAR officials around or anything like that. My question is, while they don't want to have the publicity of necessarily having fisticuffs there, I don't think that they were against having fisticuffs there, Mark, because in, as people know that watched, you know, Happy Gilmore, when Happy was a naughty boy, they held up the little piece of paper that said, yeah, but our ratings are really good, and we're getting new, younger sponsors. I think NASCAR decided, I think we're going to look the other way a little bit and see what happens here. Just my...
Yeah, because most people wanted to see Kyle Busch's butt get kicked.
Not for
that incident, but just because of his history. And you know it as well as anybody. You know, this happens all the time. Drivers taking out other drivers for whatever reason. There's a little confrontation in the pits. Punches thrown in this case. And was it staged? Not really.
No, it wasn't staged. But they didn't do anything to stop it.
No.
They did not do anything to stop it. And yes, 67-12. If you're going to fight, and so many, listen, read a book about this. So many promoters have said this. If you're going to fight at my racetrack, you're going to go do it in the front straightaway in front of the crowd. That's what we want you to do. If you're going to do it, go do it in front of everybody. Not in the background right there. Yeah, that was not staged. Or if it was staged, that was the greatest acting job by non-professional thespians that I have ever seen. You had Ricky Stenhouse Sr. in there. He was going after Kyle Busch. You had the hero of the fight was some guy from the Kyle Busch pit crew that was throwing people around like it was WWE, which is kind of an interesting dynamic there because a lot of people have over the years compared NASCAR to WWE, and they got a little bit of that last night, although this was real. This was real. But I maintain they had the opportunity to dial that thing back. NASCAR did, and they chose not to do it for whatever reason. And I'm sure it was just to get interest back. Not back, because interest is always going to be there, but just to create more interest as far as the racing season is concerned.
That could be. Emotions are raw in racing, as you outlined. And again, I think Kyle Busch is not one of the most favorite drivers out there, I don't think. And you know, Stenhouse wanted a piece of him. And, you know, NASCAR fights aren't like hockey fights. Those are the best, right?
Hockey fights are good when they're when they go at it, drop the gloves.
Baseball brawls are mostly pillow fights. NASCAR, you know, there's some, been some pretty good exchanges over the years.
None as good as the famous one at Daytona with Donnie Allison and Cale Yarborough back in the day. I mean, that brought NASCAR to prominence at the Daytona 500. But this one, as far as NASCAR and racing fights are concerned, this was a pretty good one. That was a pretty good one. And both crews got into it. Yes, Greg and Epworth, NASCAR chose violence last night. at a race that did not pay any points, by the way. This was an exhibition race last night. Yeah, it paid a whole bunch of money. But as far as points are concerned, no. And maybe that's why I think things got out of control with Kyle Busch. In that particular race, he could put him into the wall, which he chose to do. Nationally, this is going to get NASCAR more airtime than any race results, which goes back to what are you going to remember at the PGA? Scottie Scheffler getting arrested or Xander Schauffele winning the PGA? Answers my question. Cyclone Tim on the text line, I paid money to see Kyle Busch get punched in the face. Oh, I think you're not alone on that one, Tim. Yes.
Well, kind of overshadowed the race itself, but also what Kyle Larson did in qualifying for the Indy 500 and, you know, going to North Wilkesboro and, you know, finishing the top five. I mean, that. Top four in contention down the stretch.
Yeah, he had a long day. He's going to have a long day next Sunday, we hope. Fingers crossed on that one. Yeah, great job by Kyle Larson. Qualified fifth. He made the Firestone Fast 6 yesterday and was very, very impressive. The guy can drive anything with wheels on it. Obviously, NASCAR champion, Sprint Cup champion. Now into Indy cars, dirt late models, winged sprints, USAC sprints. Doesn't matter. If it's got wheels, he can drive it. Yes, one in Knoxville, too, says 85-82. Best driver all around in the world. And I think that might be the case. I mean, it's very hard to prove that because these disciplines are so different, but there's nobody in the world that's going to tackle all these things and do it with the ability that Kyle Larson does. And that's what makes him pretty special. And that's why the Indy 500 next Sunday is almost a sellout.
Yeah, it's, you know, Larson is right in the conversation with the great drivers. You know, Max Verstappen, he's terrific, but he's not doing what Kyle Larson's doing right now. He's dominating his version of the sport, but not like Larson.
Yeah. We've got an answer, Mark, to our question. What was the
I
last?
I see that.
Yeah. 57-11 and 40-61. Thank you. Brad Lohaus and Kevin Gamble were on the Celtics team in the 1988-89 season.
Very good.
I'm going to take your word for it. I'm not even going to look it up because I know our listeners are that good. So there you go. Thank you for the tip. We're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to close up shop here on a Monday edition of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. I want to remind you to stop by your neighborhood Quick Star and pick up some of the Nature's Touch ice cream. They come in one-gallon pails, vanilla or chocolate. They're on sale now for $4.99, and please, a limit of two. They are fresh from the Quick Trip Dairy up in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Not only do you get delicious ice cream, but also you get to keep the pail, and it is good for a lot of little things around the house. Or you can take it out, put your little utensils in it, take it out to the backyard to your fire pit out there. It works for that. So not only do you get the delicious ice cream, but you get to keep the pail out there as well. And it is a Monday, which means roasted whole chicken is on special for $5.99, hot and ready for any meal or meal prep. And they've got some great hot savings going on right now with Kitchen Cravings bacon-wrapped pork loins, 99 cents each, a limit of five. Any size frappes, smoothies, or cold brews, $1 off, and Cinnamon Sensations 4-count at $3.99. All that at your neighborhood Quick Star.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text AREA to 42422. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text AREA to 42424. That's AREA to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is a test of the emergency alert system.
Hey, and a successful test it was. We're here to close up shop on a Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Spencer on Sports coming your way next. And he will be on the air from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock here this evening. Coming up tomorrow, Cal Eldred will join us. Looking forward to talking Major League Baseball with Cal. And then another edition of Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. That will be coming up for you on Wednesday. And North Liberty Larry saying Lowhouse had a great blonde flow with the hair back when he and Gamble were playing. He was a good ball player, too. Pretty good ball player back for the Hawkeyes and the Celtics. All right, Mark, have a good night. We will talk with you coming up tomorrow.
Sounds great. Talk then.
All right. You've been listening to the Gym Class right here for a Monday on KGYM. Spencer on Sports coming your way next.
This concludes this test of the emergency.